Our next story is about Hanukkah in Whitefish, Montana. It's been rough. Neo-Nazi websites have harassed the resort town's Jewish population. And yet, Nikki Ouellette of Montana Public Radio reports the Festival of Lights there has become bigger than ever.
On a snowy street corner in downtown Whitefish, a small group of people huddle together around a stack of paper menorahs.
Can I take a few just to go pass out and tell me where I should go?
These volunteers are handing them out to anyone who wants one.
Do you want to do your neighborhood?
Yeah.
So maybe that many?
Okay.
The reason for these menorahs? Online harassment of Whitefish families and businesses that erupted earlier this month. That's when the mother of emerging white nationalist leader Richard Spencer wrote online about being asked to sell her downtown properties and donate the profits to the Montana Human Rights Network. Sherry Spencer declined to be interviewed for this story. Handing out paper menorahs in downtown Whitefish is Diane Grove.
It's such a travesty that anybody would have a hateful message against our friends. That's not Whitefish.
She walks up to each house and slides the menorah, with a letter of explanation, into the doorframe. Now, paper menorahs peek from many of the windows in Whitefish neighborhoods. The town is taking its cue from another Montana city, Billings, that pushed back against anti-Semitism more than two decades ago by encouraging the entire town to put menorahs in its windows.
Baruch atah Adonai.
It's a small thing, but for people who celebrate Hanukkah every year as part of their Jewish faith, seeing menorahs in their neighbors' windows means a lot. Hillary Shaw is a member of one of the 100 or so Jewish families living in Whitefish.
My favorite part of Hanukkah is lighting the candles together as a family, standing around the light and singing.
She says this year, she's especially excited to celebrate Hanukkah and talk about the history of the celebration of lights.
It's like resistance, really. And I don't mean in the protest sort. I mean literally resisting forces of hatred and sadness and responding with compassion.
Shaw says she's been thinking about part of the Hanukkah story that's sometimes forgotten amid the lights and presents. Behind the miracle of the lamp oil lasting for eight nights is a bloody war. She says it's a lost opportunity to talk about fighting for something you believe in.
These are all conversations that are now missing, which are very relevant to us now as we figure out how we want to oppose and speak out against voices of white supremacy and anti-Semitism and bigotry and hatred.
Shaw's grandfather was a Holocaust survivor. He used to warn her to lie low, but Shaw says that's the opposite of what's happening this Hanukkah.
This story could serve as a reminder that we need to hold on to the light.
Shaw says she's grateful she lives in a community that stands up for her. She can see it in her neighbor's windows. For NPR News, I'm Nikki Ouellette in Whitefish.